From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An official in Sierra Leone confirms that a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus, this just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The World Health Organization says the discovery shows that strong surveillance and response systems will be critical in the months to come to prepare for possible flare-ups of the disease. On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the outbreak are considered Ebola-free. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi, where he warns a complete breakdown of law and order is just around the corner. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zaid Raad Al-Hussein released a statement on Friday saying that a series of raids Burundian security forces conducted in December against opposition supporters' houses triggered human rights violations, adding that the reports set off all alarm signals, including a dimension of growing ethnic crisis. He said there were reports of gang rapes of women during the raids and reports from locals that there are mass graves in the area. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that he's deeply concerned that Burundi is highly unstable and that recent violence there could worsen and go beyond the country's borders.
Government must take steps to build confidence, including releasing prisoners of conscience and lifting restrictions on civil society.
Witnesses told reporters that they emerged from hiding Saturday to find hundreds of corpses in the streets. The army has declined to address the allegations. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say a refueling mission and an engine problem are key contributing factors behind the incident involving the 10 U.S. Navy sailors detained by Iran earlier this week. The U.S. Navy boats and their crews were detained for 16 hours by Iranian Revolutionary Guards before being released. They veered into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf near Farsi Island while attempting to meet up with a Coast Guard vessel to refuel, but engine troubles may have botched the trip.
This much is clear. There was a navigational error of some kind. All the contributing factors to that we don't know yet, and we're still talking to those folks. And we'll find out more what combination of factors led to that navigational error. But they were clearly out of the position that they intended to be in. We're very glad to have them back.
That's Ash Carter, the U.S. Secretary of Defense. An investigation is underway into further details surrounding the incident. Taiwanese voters will pick a new president Saturday after an intense campaign focused on the island's ailing economy. Ralph Jennings reports from Taipei.
Taiwan slipped into recession in September. Workers complain they cannot afford to buy apartments in Taipei on wages as low as $600 a month or pay to care for children and aging parents. These issues have chased Taiwan's two major party candidates as they scour the streets for votes ahead of Saturday's election. Current President Ma Ying-jeou disappointed voters by missing targets to raise salaries, lower unemployment, and increase the half-trillion-dollar GDP. Since 2008, his nationalist government has looked for economic support from China. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen has said she would move to help Taiwan's smaller enterprises get ahead in the domestic market and overseas. Taiwan election officials will announce the new president Saturday, and the winner will take office in May, when President Ma must step down due to term limits. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Turkish authorities have detained at least 12 academics accused of supporting terror propaganda. This after they signed a petition calling for an end to the government's crackdown on Kurdish rebels. The state-run Anadolu News Agency says they're from Koceli University near Istanbul. The detainees are among more than 1,200 who've signed a statement condemning Turkey's deliberate massacres and deportation of Kurdish people. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base near the town of Al-Ede, some 60 kilometers south of regional capital Garbahari. The attack is believed to have been a suicide bomb in the early hours of Friday, followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Al-Shabaab says it has seized the base and killed dozens of AU troops. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.